Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 370 for January 27, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we'd like to hear from check-in. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu UTC GMT on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs, and you don't have to be associated with the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our conversations. And this week's topic, I'm sure you've all heard of QRZ.com, and there are a couple of other ones like QSL.net. I think there used to be one called QTH, but it seems to have merged with QSL.net. Everybody seems to refer to QRZ.com as the place to go to look up other hams and find out information about them. It's not only a lookup tool for the FCC database, but it kind of tries to go beyond that by offering space for sort of biographical information for individual hams. So anyway, the question is, do you take advantage of the ability to customize your QRZ or QSL.net page with maybe photos or biographical information? So that's kind of the question. Do you personalize your QRZ or QSL entry? I hope that makes sense. It was off the cuff there, so I might have been kind of babbling. Anyway, let me run down the list of stations I see on the dashboard. N4RNW, KC1TCA, and KF6GPE. Looks like it's going to be a short net this week, unless we get a rush. All right, so it's time to start with N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne. Good evening, the rest of the group. N4RNW here in southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Harold is the name. Not much to report from down here about your question of the week or topic of the week. I see that pages can be customized. I personally have only put maybe one picture up, but I need to take advantage of that. But there are others I have visited that have a whole bunch of stuff. So I think it's a good thing, and I myself need to put a little more time into it and give the world a peek into my massive world down here. Other than that, beautiful day down here. It's the best time of the year here in Florida. So back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, well, I was hasty. I only thought of those two. If you know of some other sites that you can get a free account and customize it, definitely I think I would be interested in hearing about them to add to my list of things. And I should mention, of course, that SDF is one of those places. You can get yourself an account. I mean, even if you already have an account under your name, you can get one under your call sign and have a website that would be your call sign at at one of any of the many domains that SDF has. I have ab9fj.sdf.org. I don't have anything on there yet, but it's available for me to customize and do something with. So anyway, I'm going to pass it back to you to see if you want to mention any other places that we ought to look at.
No, that's really it, other than the obvious ones like Facebook and Twitter X. When I want to find out a certain call sign of a ham, my first stop might be Google. For example, my brother-in-law, he's a ham, and I always forget his call sign, so I go out and Google his name plus, ham radio call sign or something like that. And sure enough, it finds those records out there, whether they're QRZ or something else. All right, that's all I got here, Wayne. Have a good night, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Have a good week. Look for you next week. Next on my list is KC1TCA.
Hi, Wayne. This is KC1TCA, Rich in East Falmouth, Massachusetts. My SDF username is RFX, Romeo Foxtrot X-ray. And I can't remember what the fourth thing I'm supposed to say is. when you mentioned QRZ, I remember I had set something up there, but then just forgot about it. And so I went and looked it up, and apparently I have not customized anything. It's pretty much the same as it is. The times that I've gone to look people up, I've gone to QRZ because I guess I didn't know that there were other sites that were available. But I haven't spent a lot of time doing that because I don't really do contesting or anything. I just do sort of the local nets, and all the people on the local nets are in my club, and then you guys, of course, our SDF club. So I haven't spent a lot of time talking to people that I don't know. The SDF stuff is probably the furthest away. I haven't really done anything with that, and not much but customization. Back to you.
Okay, thanks, Richard. In my case, our local club repeater is an Echolink node, so we get people who call in from wherever, and so sometimes I will look them up on QRZ before I respond to them on the repeater. Very often they disconnect from the Echolink before I have a chance, there it is in the background. But it is, it's kind of handy, and I have some issues with QRZ. It used to be they changed the what am I trying to say here? It used to be that you would authenticate once, and you didn't time out. I mean, as long as your computer was running and your browser was running, everything was going. But then they put some kind of timeout in there. So now, after a certain amount of time, you have to re-enter your username and password to start entering in queries. And that's not a big deal because my browser remembers my stuff, and all I have to do is hit enter or click a box once or twice. But it's just an extra step. But it's a little annoying. But more annoying is, and I won't go into this, but they did some policy. There's a sort of a policy thing, I guess, that really annoyed me, and it has made me. I'm going to look for another place to go for looking up call signs, and there are a scad of them. I mean, if you just Google ham call sign lookup, there are lots of hits there. There are lots of places you can go. And, of course, you can always go to the FCC and download their whole database and write your own querying application if you want to. But there are plenty of other people who have already done that, so you don't have to. But anyway, that's enough of my rant here. Next on my list is KF6GPE.
Well, hello, everyone on the net. Like some of you others, my SDF name is my call, login is my call sign. Boulder Creek, California is my location. Name is Ray. No, I have not customized my QRZ page at all. I will say that I do use it a fair amount. About every other day I'll have a System Fusion room like America's Link on, and I don't make a lot of contacts there, but if I hear somebody interesting, I might go to QRZ and look up the call sign before I actually talk to them, especially if it's international call sign, because I don't do any real DXing, so I don't know my prefixes very well. I will say, though, sort of more broadly in terms of custom home pages, I've had a couple of domains for years, one of which actually is back in the days of UUCP and dial-up access to the Internet, and the other is my call sign. I registered that more recently. So I sort of kind of point people to mycallsign.org rather than QRZ or anywhere else. All right, I'll turn it back to you, Wayne, KF6GPE.
Yeah, the international thing is probably, for domestic call sign lookup, you can go to the FCC database directly, or you can go to several of the other places that mirror the FCC database. But when it comes to international calls, you're really looking for hams overseas who have taken the trouble to join QRZ. And, well, I don't know really where QRZ gets its information. I know they get a lot of it from the FCC, but I don't think that other countries, like maybe England and Australia and so on, I'm not sure if they offer the same kind of download possibility that the FCC does. So I'm assuming that, say, English hams, if they show up on QRZ, it's because they took it upon themselves to add their data. Now, if you know that that's not how it works, I would love to hear that to correct my impression. But anyway, so let me pass it back to Ray real quick there if he wants to add something.
Nothing more to add. I will say, yeah, I haven't really thought about the fact that people may be adding from other countries rather than any sort of other country licensing database. That's a good point. I don't think I've ever had a call sign not turn up, but especially if you're right, certainly that would happen. That would happen a lot operating DX and things. 73 KF6GPE.
Okay, thanks, Ray. So I think that's everybody. It's just the five of us, the four of us. Ooh, is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. So, gosh, it was only 14 minutes here. Does anyone want to jump in with a recheck?
KC1TCA.
Go ahead, Richard.
I just, so while we were talking, I looked up all of us on QRZ, and I don't know, it's really cool because now I've got pictures to put. Well, I don't know if there's not one for you, Joe. I'm not Joe, sorry. Wayne, I actually have your thing up on the screen, so I saw Joseph. It's really cool. So I'm gonna add a picture to mine too, because I don't know, it makes it more interesting. I didn't want to hijack your question of the week, but I did want to ask a completely unrelated question to the question of the week, and that is that I am considering getting a Digirig cable and the Digirig mobile for attaching to my HT to do some digital stuff with it, and I am curious, when you plug that stuff in together and you first turn it on, and I guess you transmit to something, like, this is a total newbie question because I have not done very much research. I just learned about it this morning that I can probably do this. And so I was curious if you guys have done that and what the very first steps are that you do when you have this stuff powered on and you make your first transmission. Who does it go to, or how does that work?
Okay, I'm not immediately recognizing what the Digirig product is and does. So I'm going to very quickly just pass it along to anyone who wants to reply. And I'll just very quickly notice that I see November 1, Bravo Sierra Delta, lovely suffix there, I like that, has joined us. Stand by, Michael. You'll be up shortly. So does anyone have a reply to Richard's question? Okay, so let me ask Richard. What problem is the DigiRig supposed to solve? Is this like something so that you can use your radio for PSK and FT8 and all those other digital modes, or is this so that you can access it remotely over the internet? I'm not sure just what the product is meant to do.
Okay, well, being the noob, I think it is. Yeah, so I think that it was the PSK FS whatever stuff that you're talking about. It's to do digital. So I have the impression that when I have this thing hooked up, I can plug my computer into my HT and send data to another, presumably another like HT or another radio with one of these gizmos and a computer attached to it and make some kind of connection. I don't know exactly what I can do with it, and so that was sort of one of my That was sort of part of my questions. Like, can I SSH through it? Because that would be really cool. And so that was really sort of what my, I guess what some of, what the nature of my question was. And I don't know off the top of my head. I haven't done enough research. That's it.
Have you tried going to digirig.net/, what is this? Like, getting started with DigiRig Mobile. The word separated by hyphens.
I don't know if I have or not. I've got like 32 tabs open in my browser when I was looking through this stuff to try to see if I could even use the equipment. So I will go back and do some more research on this. And then next time, if this question ever comes up again, I will know what you can do. So that's it. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, good luck and have fun with it, and I'll try to do some reading on it in the meantime, so maybe by next week I'll know a little bit more about it. So anyway, thank you for bringing the question up, and by all means, if the question of the week doesn't really excite you and you have something else that you'd really want to talk about, definitely bring it up. It's not a problem. So let me... November 1, Bravo Sierra Delta. I don't recognize your call sign. Well, let me check and see if you've checked in here before. No. So this is the Sierra the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing, but anyway, the main thing is that SDF.org is a public access Unix system that you can sign up for a free account and do all kinds of neat Unix-y stuff on there. You can get yourself a mailbox, email box. You can do a website. You can do all kinds of stuff. So we have enough hams who are members of the SDF community that we need a ham club, right? So, and if you have a ham club, well, you need a net. A weekly net, right? Keep everybody up to date and informed. So that's what's going on here. So our topic this week was, have you customized your entry on QRZ.com or QSL.net or any of these other ham, I don't know, what would you call it, communities? So that's all we've been talking about. Not a whole lot of, you know, gung-ho customization of our entries there. So that's what we've been talking about. I've been kind of dragging my feet here to give you time to think about your reply. So I think you've probably had enough time now. I'll pass it to you. N1BSD. Welcome to our net.
Yeah, this is November 1 Bravo Sierra Delta. And yeah, thank you very much for welcoming me. The call site is due, but I'm not really new. I hope my audio is okay. I'm not a regular Echolink user, and so you might know my other call signs, Delta Kilo One Mike India, Delta Kilo One Mike India. My SDF name is OD, Oscar Delta India Echo, and as you know already, the name is Michael. So yeah, I was joining maybe a year ago or longer ago, this net before, but with my German call sign, and then in between I got somewhat bored, and I got the US call sign. Also, because I have a friend in Ohio, and I am able now to use his station remotely. I did this once before, so far, so it's not really a regular thing, but yeah, it was fun to do to do the extra exam and get a second call sign, and me as a BSD fan, I thought that's my chance to get another nice call sign. I was right now building far too long. It's far too long, far too late now. I was building a BitX 4G and 20 meter dual band transceiver, and I'm maybe at 90% winding toroids and all this stuff, and then I thought, oh hey, the SDF net has started, so I will hop on. And the question, did I customize my QLZ page? Not really. So yeah, I put some pictures on it. If you mean this by customization, but no fancy stuff, just some information, maybe not much on my side, on my QLZ side. I have a HamQTH page, I think, but I'm not regularly using it. QLZ is my main thing to go. Thanks for having me, and microphone back to Net Control from November 1, Bravo, Sierra Delta.
All right, cool, Michael. Great. What did you say your German call sign was? I got Delta Kilo 1 something something.
Yeah, the German call sign is Delta Kilo 1 Mike India. I repeat, Delta Kilo 1 Mike India. Back to you.
Okay, I know we've had a Delta call sign station who used to be fairly a frequent check-in here, but I don't think that's the same call sign. Now, do you have an SDF username?
Yes, sir. My SDF username is Odie. Odie is the SDF username. Oscar Delta India Echo. I think I've hopped on and off this net over the past 5 years maybe, or 4 years maybe, but mainly only once or twice a year maybe, and mostly during winter time, because the time difference is not that bad. So it's 1:25 in the morning, and it's not the best idea to be awake for me. So this is why I'm not really very often here on this net. Yeah, but Odie is the SDF username. Back to you.
Okay. Yes. All right. That rings that bell. Now I have you in my log as Delta Lima 6 Mike Hotel Charlie. So you got a new German call sign, I guess.
Yes, this is also true. that was my old call sign. That was not bound to any license stuff. It was I just didn't like it, and so I've changed it to Delta Kilo 1 Mike India. It's more a vanity call sign thing. And so yeah, sorry about all the confusions with all the call signs, but the only two call signs I'm owning or I'm having is Delta Kilo 1 Mike India now, and November 1 Bravo Sierra Delta, and you will never hear again from Delta Lima 6 Mike Hotel Charlie. That's my old call sign.
All right, no problem. Well, all right, it's good to hear from you again, Odie. Michael, let me see, does anyone else want to reach in? All right, well, we're almost at the half-hour mark here, so this has been a good length of a net, considering that we only have five check-ins. So I'll make this final call for rechecks or additional comments before we wrap the net. Okay, I think this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club at, let's call it 0029 UTC. I have a thing in the script here where I talk about the DMR talk group and, you know, the AfterNet, and I don't know, things on SDF have been kind of broken, and things on DMR have been kind of broken, so I've been kind of skipping that for quite a while now. So I'll just move along to say that this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73 to everyone. We'll look for you next week.